You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. In Boulder, there are a lot of places where homeless people aren't allowed to sleep. The city, like others in Colorado, has a so-called camping ban, but it doesn't extend to the lawn of a synagogue in Boulder. Congregation Har Hashem fought this summer to keep its property open to people with no place to go at night. Joining us is Rabbi Deborah Ruth Bronstein. Rabbi, thank you for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your synagogue was already acting as an overflow shelter in the winter so people could sleep inside when there were no beds available at shelters. Then you began inviting people to sleep for summer nights outside. How did that come about?
Well, there's a group called BOHO, which is Boulder Outreach for Homeless Overflow. They were the group who helped us connect with homeless people during the winter. They came and asked us if they could have some of the people who stayed with us come and stay at our synagogue. It was a small group, 10 to 15 people, people who would be respectful to us and keep our lawn nice. And they began to come in April, and they stayed till August. And it was a fine experience for us, and it helped us fulfill our religious duties.
You talk about religious duties. Say more about that. You feel this,
well,
is part of your mission.
In the Torah, in the first five books of the Bible, and later among the prophets, we're taught that we should take the hungry poor into our own homes. And we don't see it as rhetoric, but as a commandment. And we have the homeless poor right in front of us in Boulder, and in Denver, and in all the cities of the country. And unfortunately in Boulder, and I think in Denver too, it's illegal to be homeless at night.
What you're alluding to there are so-called camping bans, which prohibit sleeping out of doors in cities. Boulder has had a camping ban for some time. Denver recently instituted one. Describe the neighborhood in Boulder where your synagogue is. Are there lots of houses around? Is it residential? What?
It is a residential neighborhood. We're right next to a church on one side, but all around us are homes.
And for the summer, how did you allow homeless people to sleep on your lawn and, I suppose, at the same time, keep neighbors happy?
Well, we asked our guests to sleep in an area that was between our two buildings and not visible to the neighbors. And we also went out and we spoke with our neighbors so that they knew what we were doing. They knew that there were particular rules that our guests were to keep.
What kinds of rules did your guests have to follow?
Things like no loud noise, no fires or cooking, no drugs or alcohol. We had a porta potty so that they had a place to use the facilities, no personal tents.
And yet, despite some of the conversations you had with neighbors and some of the steps you took, there was some controversy recently, and the city of Boulder ordered you to cease and desist. What had happened?
There was one person who complained. We don't know the nature of the complaint or the person who complained. An official from the zoning department came and told us that we were out of order and that we had to cease and desist immediately, or we'd be liable for a large fine of $2,000 a day.
We reached out to the city of Boulder, and according to the city, this neighbor complained about a general concern around this arrangement as opposed to something specific about it. We spoke with Charles Farrow at the city. He's in the Department of Planning and Development Services. And I guess he worked with you and the person who complained and explained the cease and desist, saying what's happening at Congregation Har Hashem was not happening anywhere else in the city, to his knowledge.
That's right. I hope others will follow suit.
Well, you fought with the city on this. And
yeah, we did.
Yeah. How did you convince them to allow you to carry on?
We asked some lawyers in our congregation to study the regulations of the city because it's part of our religion to do this. We're fulfilling a religious commitment. And I think the city was anxious to let us have our guests on our property.
And they eventually did again.
They did.
What do you think moved them in the end?
A small group of people who were living at Har Hashem came and spoke to the city council, and they talked about what it's like to know that you have a place to sleep at night and not be charged with a crime.
And so as this summer winds down, you can look forward to the next and say that there will be people without homes sleeping on the grounds of Congregation Har Hashem.
Yes, absolutely.
Rabbi, thank you so much for being with us.
It was my pleasure.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Rabbi Deborah Ruth Bronstein is with Congregation Har Hashem in Boulder. On summer nights, the synagogue opens its lawn to the homeless.